641 on First Edition. Apple fans, this is a big Tech Tuesday for you as a company announces its newest models a little later on today. Bill Sickens, host of User Friendly 2.0 right here on AM 860 The Answer, joining us live. And Bill, can you give us a preview of what we're going to hear from Apple today?
Well, they're expecting a couple of different big announcements. We're looking at the possibility of three new iPhones, a new Apple Watch, new operating systems, and all of the ancillary things that go along with that. So this year, the iPhone 11 is what's being talked about in its different versions. And one of the unique things this year is that you can actually watch this event online. It has been online in the past with Apple specifically, but they're streaming it on YouTube today. So starting at 10 o'clock, you can see all the announcements live as they're made.
Have we heard anything yet on pricing? I know that's often a big issue.
Yes, and it's because every year it seems to be a little bit bigger number, too. From what I understand, the base iPhone 11 is going to start at $999, which now means that the iPhone 10 has just become affordable.
Well, I guess that's one way of looking at it. as far as bells and whistles go, I know in the past when they have unveiled the latest docket of devices, they have, fancy new cameras and that sort of thing. Are we anticipating anything along those lines?
There are some upgrades that are coming out this year. We're seeing things like a little bit sharper camera, a little bit bigger screen, that type of a thing. I haven't seen any features on the feature list for this year that would make me want to necessarily upgrade from my iPhone 10. But a lot of times Apple will hold some surprises back, so it's worth seeing the announcement, and they might have some things out there that we don't know about yet. So like with any other device, sometimes there's bigger changes than others. So it's really just a matter of seeing if what you need is what's on the device this year.
Another interesting story you're following has to do with YouTube and their plans for big ad changes.
Online distribution programs like YouTube are generally not subject to the same rules and requirements that, say, on-air radio like what we are right now have. And what's happening with that is that there's a lot more that they can get away with. And it's not so much YouTube, it's the content providers. And what this is about here is content is specifically provided to be used by your children. And within that, they have ads targeting the different age groups that should be watching the videos. The problem with this is that there really aren't any controls or regulation on what that is. And they don't have to announce things like, for example, that somebody gave them a specific toy or item to try out and demonstrate and promote. So it looks like it's just regular news. So what's happening here is a complaint has been filed with the FTC to look into this and start putting together some regulation. And in light of that, YouTube is making some changes that when you upload content, you now have to define whether it's marked for children, and if so, what age groups. And the same thing with the commercials. And they are starting to try to self-police this a little bit more. But I do think we're going to start seeing some regulations coming because this so far has just been kind of an open area where people can do more or less what they want. And when it comes down to your kids, we want to make sure that what they're seeing is genuine and not something that's made up.
Yeah, YouTube really having to step up because they have definitely flopped when it comes to using the platform and children, especially kids under 13.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm looking to see how they actually implement this. I know asking for the videos when they're uploaded for the age groups and that type of thing is a start. But YouTube does not have a real great history of being able to jury content that well. And this is something that in some cases is a lot more important than what they've tried to do in the past. So hopefully they'll be able to get something together here and the big changes will go in and actually make this a better and safer environment for your kids.
Another story, this is really amazing, a robot helping to perform the first long-distance heart surgery. How did that work?
This is an example of where technology can be used for some really positive purposes, and one of them is medical science. And what this particular situation was is it was a test where the doctor was 20 miles away from the operating room. The operating room was completely robotic. And he was able to completely perform a surgery and do it successfully from end to end, just like he was there locally. And where this type of technology can come in really helpful is places that you can't necessarily get a doctor very easily or one's not available. say, with the military in battle theater, that kind of a thing, and have the ability to have access to medical and medical devices and medical procedures that wouldn't normally be out there. This worked in real time. It was an internet-based protocol where when the doctor would make a movement or send a command to the machine, it would respond instantly. And in this case, it did it correctly and was considered to be very much a success.
Bill, we appreciate your time. As always, thanks for joining us here on Tech Tuesday on First Edition.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Bill Sickens, he's the host of User Friendly 2.0. You can hear it Saturdays from 5 to 6 in the evening right here on AM 860, The Answer.
Coming up, some tense moments off the coast of Georgia. We'll have the latest on the rescue efforts of an overturned cargo ship. That's next, 647 at The Answer.